if you're a fisherman and you fall overboard unnoticed, there's one thing that will most likely save your life, a personal flotation device or a life vest. That's the idea that Ted Teske proposed at the Live to Be Salty Forum yesterday at Comfish. Teske is the health communications specialist for the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. He says there's a lot of misconceptions about falling overboard and cold water immersion.
By presenting the data at conferences like this or through our websites and our programs, we hope to raise that level of awareness and then give the fishermen the tools that they can go and solve the problem themselves.
According to NIOSH statistics, 54 deaths resulted from falling overboard between 2000 and 2014. Most fatalities occurred in the month of July on salmon fishing boats. Even if one is a good swimmer, Teske says a person can be in the water for 2 minutes before the cold shock response, which includes hyperventilation and the gasping reflex, pulls them under. Takes between 5 and 30 minutes before the blood stops flowing to arms and legs and one loses coordination. A personal flotation device, or PFD, helps keep a person afloat long enough for someone to find them. Teske said that some fishermen are worried about uncomfortable hot vests that snag on equipment, but he stresses that there are now different types of PFDs that suit different types of fishermen.
That's part of our education, is showing them the whole variety of things that are out there, not just your standard foam vests, you know, but also thinner inflatable styles, foam styles that fit under the rain jackets, integrated gear where they actually build the foam into the bibs so that it's not another piece of gear you're wearing, but something you're wearing every day anyway.
One of the campaigns NIOSH is running is called Live to Be Salty. It features an older fisherman, salty fisherman, named Angus Iverson. Posters show him on fishing vessels wearing PFDs in full gear, sometimes standing with his hands on his hips and holding rope, grinning, with white text saying, "You may learn to think like a fish, but you'll never breathe like one." Or, "You say PFDs are uncomfortable." He said he never met a guy who chose fishing because it was comfortable. That's just one way NIOSH has tried to reach out to members of the fishing industry. Teske says that there will be a raffle to provide the winner's whole crew with their choice of PFD. You can enter by going to the NIOSH booth at Comfish at the Kodiak Harbor Convention Center. The winning name will be drawn tomorrow.